In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kenny.
What do you think of all that?
There's just one thing in particular that bothered me, and it won't matter to our audience because I don't think we share the viewing habits, or I share the viewing habits of a lot of our audience. I watch so much of The Bachelor and Bachelorette because it's the only thing that me and my wife can agree on to watch. It's the only thing we find commonality in television understanding, and we are coming off a hellacious Bachelorette season that Kenny, I know you're not going to go back and watch it, so I don't want to kill the vibe. I don't want to also ruin the by giving away the ending or anything like that.
Just ruin it.
But it was a complete and utter waste of time for everybody involved.
Well, what does this have to do with anything?
Because one of the evil characters from the last season of The Bachelorette used the term that Deshaun Watson used in there, keep the main thing the main thing. He said it 25 times to the point where it became a used on the show. They made fun of him so much. Jesse Palmer, he made fun of him at the reunion. And so the main thing, I didn't know that people were saying that all over the place.
Wait, and the character said that or Deshaun Watson yesterday?
He said it in the clip that Owen played.
I know, but you're saying Jesse Palmer made fun of Deshaun Watson?
No, Jesse Palmer made fun of one of the contestants that hung around for a long time.
And
on
kept
the
saying, keep the main thing the main
thing. And
he said,
we're here for Jen, and I just want to keep the main thing the main thing. And he said it 1,000 times. And now I hear Deshaun Watson saying it.
So you think he's
watching
The Bachelor?
I have never used that term. Have you ever? Maybe that might be. He might be really enjoying it, like me and my wife.
I don't know. Maybe I said it. I don't know.
I've never heard you say it.
Because I probably have never said it. I say lots of things at different times of the day. I don't think that I've ever said it. Maybe I've thought it.
Can you imagine ever saying that?
I'm going to say it later on today. Right. I guarantee it now. Well, now it's going to happen.
But now you almost have to say it as a gag. Because I, just to mess with my wife, last week, she went off on me any number of things every day, and I go, Sarah, I'm just trying to keep the main thing the main thing.
No, you didn't.
Keeping the main thing the main thing.
I swear to God. I had not heard. I'd heard most of the Deshaun Watson press conference. I didn't hear him say keep the main thing the main thing. Like, if you're on your way to school today, and your algebra teacher just says, why didn't you do the homework, or what?
Trying to keep the main thing the main thing.
Mr. Kowalski, I'm just trying to keep the main thing the main thing.
Yeah, but in your schoolwork, supposed to be the main thing, son? Isn't that exactly what you say back?
Are you on the football team?
What are you trying to say?
You know, it depends on the school.
Keeping the main thing the main thing.
I'm from Stark County. That's the only thing I'm going to say.
So what's the main thing there?
You know what it is.
Tomorrow night. In the county in which you've called the SEC of Ohio.
Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. That's the main thing.
Keeping the main thing the main thing.
Damn right. Hey, your algebra test will be there Monday. We got a football game to win. Let's go.
I always wondered this. So I'd like to think, because of what we do for a living, our goal is to not spew cliches. If you are a sports talk radio show host and you spew cliches, you're probably not going to be on long. It would seem
I just thought of a line that would get me dumped. Never mind.
Go ahead.
No, because you'd have to dump it.
Does the average person that does not have a radio show, just someone who's makes way more money doing other things, or just the person that clocks in every day for whatever job they have, did they spew cliches the way the football players or athletes spew cliches?
No. Managers do in business. Managers do in business.
Like we're going to circle back?
Oh, yeah. They are soul-sucking. Like to circle back with you. Mm-hmm. There's been a couple. We don't really have managers who do that. But there's like all those sayings that they do that stuff a lot. There's also like it's almost like that type of speak. Downstairs, there's a gym. Obviously, I don't use it very much. There's a gym, and it has those inspirational photos. And I'm like, you guys got to take those things down. There's nothing more soul-sucking than those
inspirational feel-good photos.
Yeah. They are the 80s so and 90s motivation.
Bad posters. When it just says inspiration, dedication, and it just shows some sunset. And I'm going, these things suck. There's for my generation, there's nothing that's worse. There is no less motivating thing than motivational posters. Nothing less. And they still put them out there. And I go, you guys decided to decorate that gym, which a lot of people I see using as I'm walking by.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You guys decided to decorate with that. I mean, I'd rather you leave barren walls than have that. That's terrible. Terrible. And they are huge, and they're framed. I'm like, man, these were really expensive, and I hate them.
The fact absolutely that they're framed.
Absolutely hate these posters.
Like the fact that if the building went out of business tomorrow, and they're like, hey, free framed cliche inspirational posters. Are you taking them? Is anybody taking them?
Kevin Schumann says, keeping the main thing is said by every coach every day has been forever. Kevin, I've talked to a lot of coaches. None of them have said that.
Keeping the main thing.
If it is, I mean, I haven't played sports in a long time.
Hundreds and hundreds of coaches in 20 years. None of them have said keep the main thing, in multiple sports. Twitter reactions brought to you by Schaubin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Well, he is keeping the main thing. I don't know if it's the main thing to the fan base, though, right now. How focused do you think...
Looking on the other thing isn't as good as looking at the main thing.
How focused is the fan base on Jacksonville right now? I think we forget there's a game on Sunday, considering all this other stuff.
Boy, and I'm telling you what, just on my text threads, I almost thought over the last few days there was so much Guardians on my text threads just to get off of that horrible game. To get off that horrible game. And then, you know, this weekend, the weekend comes around, 1 o'clock, you have a chance to make amends. They can easily start out 1-1, and then you have this cupcake schedule over the next month. So that's kind of how we're approaching it. We're not really sitting there in the weeds on that. That game was so bad.
Yeah, but there's no game to break. I mean, you can't. I don't know what the Browns. See, we learned nothing about the Browns last Sunday.
There's no nothing. No situational football.
Anything. We learned one thing. They're not prepared yet.
Oh yeah, but as far as like they don't have an identity right now.
Right.
Offensively, defensively, I think because the offense played so bad, I think they got I think they got some of their stink on the defense, and now we got these injuries here.
And then you had a special teams gaffe.
Yeah.
Which most games, I wonder what the percentage of games in the NFL, if you give up a kickoff return for a touchdown or a punt return for a touchdown,
like
what percentage of games are lost in that scenario?
It's a bad.
You think it's pretty high?
Yes. It's a bad. Yes, I do. I think it's a bad day. I think it's a really bad day. It's not like it's a bad day, but I don't learn.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Earn anything from it. I mean, if you were going to go and you wanted to be a cynical Browns fan and say, well, that's your same old Browns. Okay, fine. But it's not until you get to this week and next week when you really start to develop patterns here of what you really are. And we might find out this week and next week that they just suck up the room and they have a real big problem here. And we could start to find negative identities with them. But before, I can't find an identity for them because it was such a terrible first game of the season. I can't stick them in any sort of one component of what they are. I don't know if that's even the word for it. I can't put them in a category, I should say. I can't put them in a category of what they are. There's teams that we assume that they were going to be probably what they are. Kansas City's a really good team. They're at the top. Carolina is a more bun franchise right now. I hope that Bryce Young is somewhat stabilized at all throughout this year, but I don't know if it's going to happen. Like, those are, like, if you want to do the unwatchables, Carolina's already on the list. Mm-hmm. They're already on the list. And we might do that a little bit later on today, but especially because Thursday Night Football's on tonight. So what I'm pointing out is that I don't know very much about them. So if I don't know very much about them, I'm automatically going to take the negative viewpoint. And because they played so poorly, I have to take the negative viewpoint on all that. Right now, I have no identity. And really, the conversation this entire week has been about the quarterback and whether or not he's going to be on the field by the end of the year. Whether that be because of play or really whether it be because of all this other stuff that Kevin Stefanski was asked about yesterday. And it was, it really got a lot of people wondering a lot of different things. These are short clips. He was asked, did he consider not playing Watson amid these allegations?
Did he consider not playing him given the seriousness of the allegations?
No.
Okay, so he's going to play him. He was asked if the organization was caught off guard by the allegations.
Did the allegations catch the organization by surprise, Kevin?
I was not aware of the allegations.
When he says he's not aware of the allegations, a lot of people went, uh-oh. Because if you're not aware of the allegations, you were supposed to be aware of this, were you not?
Yeah, well, it was the one thing that when it happened, that was my number one question the next morning was, what did the Browns know? What did the NFL know? Does this open themselves up again to what apparently we have been opened up to? I mean, the NFL has not come out and shut that down.
Nope.
The NFL's investigating. There is it. Like, I don't know. Do you have a gut feeling? I know it's one thing to have a gut feeling on the actual games that they play every week. Do you have a gut feeling on
how this will turn out?
Yeah,
like, I think he'll finish the season.
Yeah, like I don't have that feeling of this is going to get nastier and nastier every day. It's a he said, she said, and it's a case that came out four years later, and the details of the case are terrible, but there are also aspects in the details of the case where you're like, well, that doesn't seem smart. That doesn't seem like a good move on her part if she had never met Deshaun Watson before. And so that's what sucks, that we are placed in that position of having to make assessments on behavior of complete strangers.
But I have to go by what's real here. And what's real is, because there's plenty of people, and you're right, there's plenty of people on the internet. There's plenty, Browns fans on the internet hoping that the NFL, this was not disclosed to the NFL, so they can move on from Deshaun Watson sooner than later and not have to be on the hook for such a huge cap hit. There's people rooting for that. Okay, well, that's fans on the internet and probably would call in. Their hope. That's not in real life. I got to let this process of what the NFL is going to do play out. So I can't sit there and root on whether or not that this is going to happen one way or the other. I have to see the way it goes because it's a civil suit. There's legalities here. I got Rusty Harden putting out statements now. Tony Busby releasing more. I mean, the I team is down there talking to him and all this other stuff. I mean, again, it's what we went through in 2022. And a lot of people are like, man, I'm just tired of it. They want to wash their hands of it. All right, but the NFL is not going to make, because they have a players union they have to work with. They're not going to just come right out and say, he's done. We didn't know about it. They have to go through every single possible thing. So my idea was this was either going to happen very, very quickly or he's going to end up playing the entire year. Am I wrong about that?
No, I'm with you every step of the way there.
All right, because I'm open-minded to that time frame because that's a long time frame. We're talking till January.
I know, and now the NFL has to go back and try to find text messages and see what was said after the fact. You know, it's commonplace.
4 years ago.
Right, it's commonplace in situations like this. I imagine that, you know, they knew something about this and there's some records surrounding it that it didn't just fall out of the air 4 years later, but you never know in these cases. It's a high-profile athlete. It's somebody who's been in the news. We've been through this so many times with so many accusers.
Yeah, it's a It has unfortunately become old hat for everybody. And Deshaun Watson was asked about all this. Well, first off, he was asked about the distractions by the lawsuit, says that he's not being distracted.
Focus on football. I focus on keeping the main thing, and that's when I walk into this building, focusing on being the best quarterback I can be, on the game plan, and trying to be better than we were last week so we can get a W.
I believe that's what he wants. I don't know how that cannot be a distraction.
Right, right.
Pretty big allegation.
You would imagine so, and you wonder how the team is dealing with it. Is the team, do they walk on eggshells around him? Do they have serious conversations about this? Are they allowed to with Deshaun, or does he have relationships within the team that pierce through that and allow him to have human interaction? We've never seen a human side of Deshaun. We just don't get that. We're not privy to that. He doesn't trust the media. He's not going to do that. We talked about that earlier in the week. He only has one speed in the way that we ever hear him. We don't hear him really ever introspective about anything going on in his life and totally understand why. This isn't a criticism. Like, I don't think anybody's been in this
situation
before.
There's not very many things he can say because, again, since he's been here, there have still been pending civil suits against him.
Right, so that's why I ask, what is it like?
He can't.
What is it like with his teammates? Like, who are his best friends on the team, whoever that is? Like, we knew who Baker's best friends were. Who are his best friends? And can they pull him aside?
I don't know.
And have open, honest conversations? Or does the minute practice end is Deshaun Watson going back to his home and that's it?
But I'll tell you this.
We just don't know.
I will tell you this. I am told that practice yesterday was very spirited. Very loose. Very excited. Practice was very spirited. They seemed to all be in high spirits. That's good. They got boat raced on Sunday. They're moving on.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
it also makes
sense. Got that.
It also makes sense when you get humiliated. And was that the most watched game of the week or the second most watched game of the week? Was Thursday? I'm not sure. But everybody was watching that game. It's the Cowboys. Tom Brady was doing the game. Nobody thinks your football team is good. That's actually probably an easy rallying cry for the coaching staff this week. Like it probably wasn't hard to get everybody else focused on the task at hand. Deshaun, that's another story.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.